we are recording. Before we officially start, can you just take a minute, just for documentation purposes, tell us your full name, class year, today's date, and just a general thing about what we're going to talk about.
All right. My name is Mary Alice Maloney Dubray. I graduated class of 1970, so we're 52 years into Rosary. Today is June 11th, 2022, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my reminiscence and memories of Rosary.
All right, that's good. So, the floor is yours.
Okay. I was a commuter, so that, as opposed to my friend across the hall who was a resident, we had a lot of different experiences. I was the first graduate of my family of college. No one else, not the cousins. I had 30 cousins, and I was the first of them to graduate. My dad was a Chicago policeman. I have two younger brothers, and I was a commuter, so I lived at home. I lived in around Grand and Harlem, so it was a pretty easy commute. There were, I don't know, at least 20, I think, from my high school that came to Rosary. I have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful memories and experiences at Rosary. As a commuter, I didn't experience life in a dorm. I didn't experience dinner in the social hall. I didn't experience that. What I experienced was the grill. And believe it or not, there used to be lockers when you came downstairs and you went to the right, you went to the left to the grill, to the right, there were was a locker bay, and as a commuter, you officially had a locker. Well, I think that lasted probably the first couple of months. After that, we had our table in the grill, or multiple tables. So you would just come, plop your books, plop your coat, sit down, and talk, have something to drink or eat. So if I wasn't in class, I was in the grill, unless I had to go to the library or something like that. But, and we played cards. I always wanted to go, I thought when I went to college, I would learn how to play bridge. Bridge in my mind equaled college. Well, I didn't. I tried twice and I flunked. So our group played pinochle. We played, so there was always a game of cards. We played a game called spoons, where spoons would go flying and someone would go flying. Anyway, we were in the grill the whole time, and it was very nice. It was a good experience. Freshman year, I took a class called Interdepartmental, and it was taught by the head of the speech department, the English department, the philosophy department, and I don't know, I had Sister Mary Bryan, Sister Gregory, Sister Fredericus from philosophy. So that was a year-long course. So, and it was head by, it was taught by the heads of the department, so it was just a really neat experience. And that led me to my major, which was speech with Sister Gregory. When I started, it was speech and drama. And then a year or so later, it became speech and theater arts. And by the time I graduated, it was speech and communication arts. So Gregory, Sister Gregory, was just this font of knowledge and Broadway, and she knew everybody, and it was just so, history of the theater was just amazing. So that was Sister Greg, and I was one of her dear ones. She always called dear ones, and so she was just very, very special in my life. I wanted to be a teacher, and at that time, Rosary did not want to be known as an education school. So you couldn't get, they didn't offer a major in education. So in order to teach and to fulfill the requirements, she had to go to summer school. So I was a speech major, but I took all the education classes, So I student taught at Trinity High School, and I taught speech. So one day I was leaving class, and the principal followed me out and wanted to know why I was leaving school early. And I said, but sister, I teach here. So at that time, I was obviously 52 years younger and way thinner, and I looked, so it was determined that I would have the biggest space between the children I taught and myself. So I didn't teach high school, I taught grammar school. So my my first job was, at that time they offered listings of subjects, what you wanted, you know, like there was an opening in this department. So it was an opening in the teacher, and it was called communication arts. That was my major. So I went and I got the job. I was teaching sixth grade, which was the youngest I could teach, and in Cicero at a Catholic grammar school. Well, it turns out communication arts was English. So I taught English for 25 years. But I taught 4 years and then stayed home and raised some children and then went back when my youngest was in first grade. I have wonderful friends from Rosary, wonderful friends. As an all-girls school, girls were the leaders versus oftentimes co-ed. Men are the leaders, boys are the leaders. So girls were everything. So I mean, if it wanted to be done, you did it. So gave you a lot of confidence and feel poise. The education I received here was phenomenal. Every day you do something and it goes back to what we learned or what we did. A little bit of class goes a long way with Rosary. I mean, it's really fun, very nice. I met my husband here through one of the girls, my dear friend that I met freshman year. They fixed me up on a blind date, and I got married the week after I graduated. But it was during Vietnam, and my husband was overseas for 18 months. We had a short window, so a lot of all my things, I see friends continually from Rosary that I met here. So our friendships are 52 years. I signed up to work on the 50th year reunion committee, and it was like a 2-year process because 2020 was shut down. So a lot of it was different, but I'm on a Zoom and we still meet from this. And most of those girls were residents and you knew them, they weren't your best friends, but I could pick out, I mean our class was small and you could pick out almost everybody there. So I come back for the memorial masses in November, which is just a fantastic experience. I come with my husband and 3 other couples, friends from Rosary and their husbands, and it's just so nice. Rosary has, now it's Dominican, has such wonderful communal things to pull us together. So it's a community with a heart.
That was great. We are currently at 9 minutes, so I'd say we've more than hit the mark.
Okay.
If you'd like, maybe one more comment, how it feels to be back for a reunion, how it feels to see everyone again. You can make it like 30 seconds, a minute. Okay. We still have a little time.
All right. I have made every reunion, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So, and I had pictures and everything. So I was really looking forward to the 50th. And but every year, so today I'm here at our reunion and there's 2 of us, Jean and I. But, you know, because of COVID before, and this isn't, quote, our official reunion year. But it's so nice to reconnect and to meet. I was at the inauguration for Glenna. Just awesome. And meeting Mrs. Palmer, over here. Met her at the inauguration. Saw her again today. She comes up to us, just adorable, with her rosary blazer on that she wore when she went to school. We didn't have a blazer, but she did. Anyway, he's at the end of the point.
All right. That is good. I'm going to stop recording now.